darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! No way! Darkness, everybody!
When the darkness comes,
darkness, Cody.
Yes, sir.
Yes, getting the darkness. I feel like, you know how you get invited over a friend's house,
uh-huh.
and you get to your friend's house and he's not there.
Yeah.
To let you in his house, uh-huh. so you got to sit outside his house.
Feel like a dumbass. Yeah.
I feel like that's what we're gonna do today.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess so. I guess that's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for that lasagna eating, spaghetti slurping, minestrone loving.
Yeah.
You know, he want to talk about me traveling all over the world. I want to see him come back with an Italian man.
A man, is that? Okay. Wow, okay. Expanded his horizons, I see. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I went to Australia, found my way. So you know he's gonna do the same thing. He's gonna do a phenomenal.
Come back with his own Papa John.
Yeah. You're like, oh, Montecini. Oh, phenomenal one. Oh, you're the greatest. Once you watch our Italian films, they all sucky. Oh, man.
Yes.
Darkness, Cody.
Yes.
Darkness.
Continues, even without P1 and a professional ass. I mean, what?
I know. I know. He got to post this up, too. So hopefully he just posted up and I won't listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, with him.
Yep.
Yeah. What the odds, you think?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to keep it short and light today, I guess, since we don't have the P1.
Mm-hmm.
We can still do our darkness. You know, we still got our same, you know, shooting the shit session, whatever interesting things going on this week. And then reading all the comments from last week and stuff from the movie spoilers.
Hey, show goes on.
The show goes on. So, I can't believe, man, I forgot he went to Italy. And I'm like, you know, who just up and go to Italy?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah, he's expanded his business ventures and all that shit. And I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing he's over there trying to get that whole darkness candy going on, or the darkness chocolate balls.
I guess so.
The darky balls or whatever.
Yeah. Darkness pops.
Yeah, especially the darkness pops. I mean, if you guys don't know, P1... I think he got together with a friend or a fan of his, and he actually made us real darkness balls.
Mm-hmm.
So they melt in your mouth, nice and chocolate.
Mm-hmm, chocolate all in your mouth, your throat, your teeth.
You go bite on all of them. I mean, hopefully it comes with the Dark Hill cereal that we already got out of
it. It's a perfect complimentary piece.
So it's already, well, I mean, you know, we got a little Black Irish in some of those things.
Yep.
So. Yep. But with you, Cody, man, how you been?
Been all right, man. I've had better weekends. That not much is very true, but I'll survive.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
What do you mean you don't want to talk about it? You got to tell me you had a bad weekend. You should have lied first.
I should have lied, but you know, it's not fit for this podcast. I want to keep it light.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, whatever you do in the darkness, it comes to the light.
That is true, but yeah, enough about that. It's like bring the show down. How was your weekend, sir?
Man, mine was, I actually did a Cody and P1 this weekend.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually ended up going out to one of those, like, went up to a club for a friend of mine because she was doing a cover band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a really nice cover band. They called Cherry on Top. And, you know, they were performing and everything. And I went there and I met up with some friends who had a little VIP lounge that they paid for. So I actually, you know, went over there in the VIP, started hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hanging out. And first thing first, you can start seeing predator eyes, you know. Like, we were in one of those clubs where it was, like, cougars and male cougars. You know, it was both that type. It was, like, young people and old people. So then, you know, you're sitting up there dancing, and you can see this one cougar, he kind of creeping in. He's like, all right, I'm going to wait over here. They're going to come out and dance, and that's when I'm going to pounce. So I'm already waiting for, you know, that whole thing to happen. Like, okay, you know, I'm waiting for this guy, but, you know, he's not doing nothing now. We're sitting in the VIP, we're eating and everything. So then we go out. So then I look up, after looking at the cougar to the right, Stan Lee pops up out of nowhere. he comes up in the VIP area.
With
it, pretty damn much. And he's like, hey, how are you doing, guys? Y'all having a good time over here? And his name was Stan Lee. I'm like, who the hell is Stan Lee over here? And I'm looking at one of the guys that are with these the girls. Mm-hmm. And they like, oh, I don't know, but he's doing all right. And so he's doing all right and everything. And I'm like, would you come down, Stan Lee? So then the girl that I'm dancing with, too, over in the VIP, she like, I wonder if I can, you know, I'll probably dance with him and stuff and see what he danced back. I'm like, well, you don't want to give that man a heart attack yet. You know, you want to make sure, let's make sure we in his will first before you start dancing and do a Pamela Lee on him. Not Pamela. What's that lady name that killed the husband?
Yeah, God.
Angelina? No, not Angelina. No. Wow. If some porn star that had sex with some old man and got all his money. Anna Nicole.
There you go.
So then I wanted her to go dance with him too, so he could start saying like, oh, you remind me of my colored maid that I had back in 1914. I called her an Elsie whore.
True believers.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
I know how it smells. I remember that day. And so Stan Lee leaves. So Stan Lee leaves. We decide to go on the dance floor and start dancing. Mm. So we go out to the dance floor, and the cougar, the older guy I saw earlier, you know, I only saw the back of his head at this point. So now I'm starting to recognize, like, okay, I see him, and he's creeping over to the girls that I'm dancing with. So I'm dancing with both of them, and he comes and tries to dance on the side of one of them. And they're like, they kind of give him this look like, you know, we're dancing. They started to dance together a little bit more. So they started doing that like, we're lesbians thing, you know, because I already stepped away at this point. And so they're dancing, doing that whole lesbian dance thing. And, you know, he's getting all upset. So I come back up, and I kind of see his face, and he walks away. As I see his face, he starts to look like, what's his name? He starts to look like Robin Thicke dad. What's his name?
Alan
Thicke. Yeah. You know, I swear to God, he was the most stereotypical white businessman in his 60s that you can ever imagine, you know. I mean, when you think of one of those stereotypical people or whatnot, you know, what did it look like? What do you mean?
Alan Thicke.
So, you know, you got Alan Thicke dad up there dancing and everything, trying to dance with the girls I'm dancing with. And he's getting all upset because they didn't want to dance with him. I mean, he looked like if Alan Thicke and Johnny Bravo had a kid. That's what this guy looked like.
All right. That's a hell of a mix right there.
Yeah, that's a hell of a ego that this guy had. And then, you know, he walks away with his tail between his legs and stuff. So I'm outside talking to some friends while they smoking out there. And he comes out, and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's like, hey, man, I just want to let you know. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, I fucking hate it when girls are kissing each other. I think that's the worst disgusting thing in the world.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You're like, you know how girls are, man. You know, women, they just start making out with one another and stuff. Because you know why? Men nowadays pussify women. They pussified them so much that they went back to men. I mean, it went back to women. you know, everybody just like, well, everybody, it kind of just stopped. We all looking at this man. You know, he like, look, I'm a real man, okay? I'm successful. I have a $100,000 car right there in the parking lot.
Oh, God.
I have my own security business. Plus, I actually have a house in Florida and a house in California as well. So I just come up here for business, only working on my business.
So why the fuck are you getting so angry in the club? Whatever.
Right. So I'm like, what is this guy? You know, like, just what is up with like certain guys and certain like dudes? Just, you know, just think they're entitled to anything.
Yeah, exactly. Because they got a little money in his pocket.
Yeah. And then, you know, he want to get all pouty and just like oh, well, I can't, well, that's because they're lesbians or they're gay or whatever. Like, no, they just don't want to damn your ass. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, I mean, even happens with young guys, too. You know, young guys try to dance with some girl. She don't, if she want to dance with you, she going to dance with you. If she don't, she ain't going to dance with you.
Yeah.
Don't get all upset.
Yeah.
Name calling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that plenty of times in my day.
Yeah.
Dudes getting angry and calling chicks out of their name and shit.
I'm like, it make you look more like a punk.
Yeah, it does.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, it really does.
So I'm out there. So I tell those guys, all right, man, well, sorry you feel that way. Nobody else feel that way, but suck to be you. You know, so he leaves and walks away. So then here comes this cougar woman, like this big old woman. She comes out, right? And she comes for me. It's my turn to be some kind of a trophy or some type of object.
Yeah.
And she comes and she grabs me and she kind of throws me over to the side. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, what is going on here? And she's like, hey, let's cut the bullshit. I'm like, what bullshit? She's like, you're a big guy. I'm a big girl. You need to come back with me right now. I was like, what?
Ooh.
Well, man, when that happened, man, I was looking for a Wayne or somebody at that time. I wanted to be like the girls. So it's like, oh, no, here's my person right here.
That was it, man. You trapped.
She had a posse of big girls too. Like, I don't mind big girls. Some big girls are really cute and fine, but you're like, but not this one. It was like a hundred of them, and they were surrounded. They surrounded me, man. It was just like, you know, two on one side, two on the other side.
Had you dead to rights?
Pretty much. It was kind of like that Winnie the Pooh dream when he had the dream of those colorful elephants that were taking him away. They come to take you away, ha ha! To take you away,
ha. Yeah, they take you away, they'll eat your ass.
they were gonna snoo and then eat me.
Oh man!
I'm just saying, like, man, that's some hell of a pickup line.
Hell,
hey, you a big guy? I'm a big girl. You know, coming back with me tonight? I'm like, oh no, not doing it.
Oh, the fuck you are.
I had to say like look, a 24-hour Popeyes, and they look. I had to take off walking because, you know, I ain't taking off running.
Oh wow,
yeah. But after that, you know, then after that, you know, went back to the friend house, and we all had fun hanging out, playing Cards Against Humanity, and all that stuff.
Nice.
And then.
And those big girls chucked your ass down, kicked down the door, and tied you.
Oh, yeah, she was still there. I don't know how I got home. She drugged me somehow.
You want 2.0 over here?
You come home with me. Ooh. And not that she was like a big, she was like a big country girl. So she was just like, she was country. So she knew. She knew that she was going to do some type of deliverance or something with me. Ooh, I'm going to oil you up, boy. Have you squeal like a pig? I'm like,
throw your ass in the mud.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I can only imagine what kind of hell and trouble I'll get into being down there with you, hanging out with you guys.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's going to be something.
You know, I can see the big old woman come up to you with like a Superman shirt on. And so, you know what this uppercase shirt mean? You're like, too small? Like, no, Stanford, I hope your ass get into bed with me tonight, Cody.
Oh, shit. I'd be like that tornado man to still get the fuck out.
You just put your hand up at her and just wave, just like, no. Don't come. Then you get sucked away and she's looking up like, no! Cody! I want you, boy. I need you.
Oh, man.
But, any news on your end, man? Any news about this movie spoiler sites or any other type of news?
Not really big news. A couple of trailers that came out. I don't know if you saw them or not.
No, I did not.
Yeah, new X-Men 1 came out. There's a new one with that Hercules movie with The Rock in it.
I saw the poster, yeah.
New Spider-Man trailer came out. It's like the 25th one that came out. Apparently it's the last one. So I don't know if you wanted to check those out real quick and we can shoot shit about those or... Yeah.
Sure, man. Those three things are perfect.
Yeah. So I guess you could. You want to load up the X-Men trailer? So we can knock that one out.
All right.
The new one. Trailer 2.
Electric Boogaloo. All right. Now I won't be able to hear it. So I don't know. Can you actually play it for me?
Let me see if I can.
Because I have a ghetto laptop. Like, for some reason, I can only have Skype, but I can't have sound from anything else.
Yeah, let me pull it up real quick.
Yes, people, your movie spoiler, he will return next week. Well, I don't know when he will return. Really, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know when that motherfucker's coming back.
I didn't even know he was gone until, like, he sent me a text saying he was about to go to bed. I'm like, about to go to bed? It's 9 o'clock your time. What are you talking about? You know, he was talking really. He was drunk or something. I don't know. Either you're drunk or jet lag or jet drunk.
I'm gonna go with both.
You know, because those international flights, man, they give you free wine. Like, you don't even have to ask for it. Those you give
him on a 15-hour flight with free wine. Yeah, you know what happened.
Right. They give it to babies, too, man. They just pass it to everybody.
Pour in a little sippy cup.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to load it up, so you have it on your end, too. We can set this up.
All right, go ahead and hit play for me.
Here we go.
So many battles were waged over the years. And yet, none of them were like this.
Yeah, it's coming through, right?
Right. Am I destined to lose hair? Oh, Jeff Lauren, my baby.
Mm-hmm. Even Toys fix a cameo?
Oh, really? They didn't get the rights from Fox from that. Wait, they are Fox, so I guess
they could.
Ryan Cena. Cinder. I hope they do something and get rid of old Magneto. Oh, yeah, what is that? Is that Quicksilver in the back?
That's Quicksilver. I'm looking like fucking...
Why are you looking all crazy? What's the matter with this boy? He looked like he just got out of some kind of goth rave or something. The guy who played young Charles Xavier, he will always look like JD from Scrubs.
Wow, I can see that. I can actually see that. I never even thought about that.
That's all I see. I'm just wanting to see Turk in here. Maybe Turk could be Magneto, and then, you know, they sing in Guy Love together. Well, he asked for Kickstarter money.
Yeah. The future.
The darkness. Damn, actually, it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, at least Justin looked like got some good act. What about the thing from Thor?
Yeah, the Destroyer looks like it.
It looked like an anorexic Destroyer. Just put his hand down his mask and start throwing up.
Oh, yeah, man, that's X-Men.
Wait, on this little post-up, it looked like you can't even see the wheelchair attached to Charles Xavier. Like, what's the matter?
No, that's the future, but it's like his little thin wheelchair. It's like one of the little hoverboards or something like that.
That, man, that looked like he doing a lean back. Lean back.
Kind of does.
He looked like he's an ultimate old man fall. All right. Now the next one is it's actually a trailer or is a poster for the Hercules?
No. There's a trailer that just came out today.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see the exact. Look for Hercules starring The Rock. It'll be like his face screaming with his long ass hair and shit like that.
Is it called The Legend? Oh, okay, yeah, I see him screaming.
Is it?
Yeah.
It should be like 1 minute and 33 seconds.
Yeah. You know, this is the only way, this is the closest, well, we can make The Rock, or the Hercules, a black guy, if as long as he's making a rock, because it makes everybody confused.
Right. Exactly.
It make all the racist people think like, oh, well, I think he white.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Dark, but I think it's just a tan.
Because they're in the Greek civilization, yeah. So the Greeks are out there in the sun training. That's why he's a little dark. See, he got muscles, and he chained up.
All right, so you ready to hit this one up then?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
No matter how far you go, man cannot escape his fame. Who are you? Are you a murderer?
Looks familiar.
Did they get the same old guy from 300 to talk?
That's what it sounds like. Or every other old dude.
Yeah. I wonder how it is to go to that old man's house for like Christmas or something. I got you a present.
Yeah.
A present that you will enjoy for years to come. Gotcha. Yes.
Like, damn, ask me my fucking gift, dude. I don't even the fucking explanation.
Yeah, I know.
I am
Fire.
That's one. That, man, I'm glad that white man tan. But, well, he make me not angry. I can handle it.
Yeah, well, there you go. That was Brett Ratner's Hercules. Jesus.
I know. I definitely know. Definitely should do better than that. That one with that Twilight.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh yeah. Easily. All right. Well, they already had a step ahead with The Rock. So.
Right.
Yeah, but man, fucking Brett Ratner though. My God.
I remember seeing that trailer for that Twilight one, and I'm like, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Man, I know the some production value of that movie, but. Some people say don't judge a movie by a trailer, but you know, in that case.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be like, damn. All right. Final one is the Amazing Spider-Man 2, the final trailer.
The final trailer?
The final. Finite.
Oh, or, I don't know.
The end.
With 100% more bitch slapping on me. Yeah. Any of that in there?
We shall find out.
All right, I'm ready for this.
Ready.
Sony.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to still see I love seeing P1 in it, and I'm glad they gave P1.
Here we go. Yeah, let's go. Let's watch P1 right now. Here we go.
No, this is the thing I love about being Spider-Man.
I'm glad to make this Spider-Man look like he want to have, you know, he's trying to have some fun.
Yeah.
Hey, he looks like a clone Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, just a dead ringer.
God. You know Leonardo DiCaprio would have sex with a lot of people. So he knows.
That's true.
He like setting up the mom. But then like, God, you kick me in a movie.
Yeah, that is very much true.
I think you're gonna kill an old black guy. He killed that good black guy. He killed P1 in what's that movie?
Yep. I kill him again here too.
Yeah, you gonna kill another brother in this. you're gonna kill Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
LP1. I made a choice. This is my body. Oh, the hair's
yes. Yeah, that anchoring album design, man.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess they really just don't want to put Green Goblin in a mask.
Or
they don't want.
It's just that difficult to adapt them. I don't know. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, that Green Goblin outfit, I don't like it.
Money shot.
He didn't come with her hand? He came with her hand. No wonder she mad. Girls don't like that unless you tell them first.
Oh, man. There you go. That's Spider-Man.
You're not supposed to do the Mandarin. You know what the Mandarin is, Cole?
What's the Mandarin?
The Mandarin is when you get in a blowjob, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the girl tell you, because usually you're supposed to tell somebody when you're about to come.
Right.
But the Mandarin, when you're about to come, you lean down and whisper to the girl. You say, "You'll never see me coming." And then you just go right there.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, so that's a good hallway trip. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
She's going to be mad, but, you know, it could be worth it.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, there goes our lineup of trailers right there. So what are your overall feelings about those? This is CJ, sir.
Oh, man, I guess since they all coming out in the summer?
Yeah, just about.
It looked pretty good. You know, this Spider-Man, even though I didn't like the last Spider-Man, I think I'm going to actually enjoy this one a lot more. So.
Yeah, that's. I had my reservations at first, but the more trailers I watch, the more I think about it, the better I do feel about the actual film itself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously we'll see how that plays out, but I feel more positive about it.
Okay. Well, shoot. I mean, the Spider-Man, you know, I'm not digging that Goblin.
Yeah.
It looked just like what we saw last time with Andy Franco.
James Franco.
Yeah, James Franco.
James DeFranco.
James DeFranco. Yeah, you know, but look, I'm done. I'm done trying to hold my hopes up for them to look like this and look like that.
Yeah.
As long as there's some good action, some good story, that's fine.
The action, mm-hmm. So I was going to say, the action does look pretty damn epic, damn much, I must say. But then again, I do say that a lot nowadays, and that's not that hard to do.
So as long as he doesn't yell at Aunt May or become action-packed with Aunt May, then I should be happy.
Yeah.
All right, well, shoot.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time for us to go ahead and read out comments from the all the emails and comment tweeters that we got, and I can send you the link.
Let's do that.
All right, then you can go ahead and start with the first one. Man, that's the last Spider-Man. You're yelling at Aunt May like that. God, get off my back, old lady. You don't know I hurt. Oh, yeah, you do hurt worse. You know, the man that I, you know all my life, and you're only, I don't know, 18 over the, I don't know, 30 years of knowing this old man. Been inside me a few times, you know. You don't know how that feels.
Can't give a fuck.
Yeah, he did.
Nah.
Here, hold on, lady.
God, it's your fucking milk. Anyway, okay, these questions. Well, this is one. It's a P1-centric question, but I guess we'll answer it anyway.
Yeah, we can channel our darkness.
Yes. Anyway, this one's from Amethyst Chaos. P1, Cody CJ, do you think that the Thor movies would have been better if it didn't have Jane as Thor's love interest? Don't get me wrong. I like Thor's movies. I don't really like Jane. That's because in Thor the Dark World, when Thor returns to Earth, Jane punches him and scolds Thor for not telling her he came back. I mean, good grief. It's almost like his job was a burden to her in the most childish way possible. So what do you feel about that, CJ?
I guess in the first Thor movie, she wasn't that annoying to me. You know, they gotta have that whole little love triangle. They could have left it out. They could have left it out.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really change too much. But it wasn't as obvious in the second one. In the second one, it was all about her. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, the second one, she had the magnetic rock. She had to travel with him. She had to meet the parents.
She had that,
you know,
damn device she pulled out of her ass. And
Yeah. Like, there's some teleporter device.
Out of all of the Marvel films, I think Jane is the worst of the love interests. I think she's more on the irritating side more than anything else. Because I prefer Peggy Carter or, what's her name, Pepper Potts. Like, those are my girls. Jane, not so much.
Yeah, Pepper Potts, man, that girl, she's trying to run the business.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to do this. She's trying to deal with this fool.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Jane over here just bitching. Like, oh, Thor, what are you doing? You didn't come see me while the fucking planet was getting destroyed. Oh, boy. I'm so sorry. But Carl has a response to that. He says he actually likes Jane in both Thor films, mainly because she's smarter than usual superhero love interests.
What?
That's what he said. With her scientific analogies, she, in a way, helped defeat Malekith, or that was just very convenient writing. That's what I said. Anyways, I was wondering what female love interest did you guys find to be the most useless in any film, but mainly superhero films? Huh.
I mean, come on, with the whole Jane, like I said, the Jane thing, I'm pretty sure a hammer to the face kind of helped kill Malekith.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah, that whole teleportation thing was just thrown in there just for our sake.
Right.
Just to play Portal.
Yeah, exactly. It was for a big video game sequence.
Yeah, it was.
Which don't get me wrong, I had fun with it, but it was very much just a big video game.
Yeah. I mean, of all the Marvel films, if you just say the Marvel, you know, the Iron Man, Captain America, Avengers, Thor,
mm-hmm.
even the Hulk, Jane has to be the weakest, man, because Pepper Potts, number one, she never really whined, she never really got, you know, she was really putting, you know, telling Tony to get his shit together for her. She's like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
I need to, yeah. You know? Who else? Now, who was in Avengers? There was really no love in Avengers, really.
I guess you want to count Pepper, but that one wasn't really...
Pepper was in there for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So, no, there wasn't really any real love interest, so no, that doesn't really count.
And then Captain America, they had that one girl.
Yeah, Peggy Carter, who I love.
Nah, they just turned her ass old, so you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
She wasn't really useless, too, because she kind of helped.
No, she helped a lot, man. She was a strong-willed woman and all that.
Yeah.
She pulled her weight.
Yeah, so... Jane. Yeah, Jane is definitely the weakest.
Yeah, kick that bitch to the curb. Anyway.
Yeah, she hit Thor with a car, man.
Anyway, there's more responses. I don't have to read those.
Yeah.
Another question from Daryl. Said, damn, you guys are looking pissed. looking to piss people off with this episode. CJ like a sucker punch and TPO hate PC gaming.
Still a great movie. And he write about PC gaming.
I beg to differ. But where do you, Cody, and CJ stand on PC gaming? Personally, it looks better quality-wise.
Look, you know, PC gaming at this point is a... I think it's a great hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've seen, and all the PC friends that I have, you know, they actually invest the time into rebuilding, or if they have to rebuild, and getting the game, this and that and the other. Like, they already have their community, they already have their little circle and group, and they already have their team. You know, the team, the friends, the websites, all that stuff. You know, whereas, you know, if you and I were just to hop into PC gaming right now, I'll just speak for me. If I was just to hop into PC gaming right now, I'll be ass out of all this money, for one. I mean, even if I could build my machine by hand and all the other stuff, mm-hmm. I'll still have to at least drop at least a good $600 just to get going. You know, so at this point in time, that's a hobby that I'm not even willing to get involved
with. Man, I grew up a console gamer, so that's pretty much all I know. I mean, I attempted to get into the PC phase of things at one point, but I thought it was just too much of a hassle overall. And I mean, yeah, it does look better because they get graphics cards every other year, but then again, you gotta change your whole setup pretty much constantly. And with a console, it's easy. It's there. And then they look better each and every year. I mean, look at the games toward the end of this previous generation, the 360 and PS3 generation. They look fantastic.
I mean, and then, you know, a lot of the things of the graphics. Sometimes I would just go back and play an old Mario game, mm-hmm. you know, a 16-bit game and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Then sitting down and playing this, like, a 40-hour game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of PC and console, I got the South Park game on my PlayStation 3.
Uh-huh.
You know, even on a PC, you can't make South Park like even, like, you know, like 3D,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
3D rendering or whatever. It's South Park.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can do with that, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, and the games that I play aren't really graphics heavy. You know what I mean? I love my Metal Gear.
Of course.
Even though I do got to say, Hideo Kojima, man, you failed me, you motherfucker.
Oh, you play Ground Zeroes?
Oh, my God, Hideo.
That's a whole other podcast, brother.
My God. $40 for 1 hour. My dumb ass. Go ahead.
No, it was there were warnings, man. There were warnings.
There were, man. You know what? That's because of me. I try to stay away from like things that spoil things from me. You know, I try not to get spoiled by things. I try to be in the dark. You know, like I do research on other things, but when it comes to Metal Gear, I decide to be ignorant because that kind of stuff.
Cause
I feel like I'm in good hands, but this hand backslides. You know,
damn.
And all the signs were pointing, telling me not to do it. Like, when I went to GameStop, and it was like, hey, let me get this game. And I was like, oh, okay, $40. I'm like, that's weird, $40. And there's not a limited edition? Oh, okay. And maybe I was thrown off because the girl there, she was being a bitch, and she didn't want to tell me how short the game was.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I was so upset when I found out it was about an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, even though it looked great, but still, don't do this to me.
Yeah, man, look great, play great, but come on, man, $40. That's asking for a lot. I'm sorry.
That is. I mean, I would have met you halfway at 20.
Yeah.
$10 would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But 40, come on.
Yeah.
Greedy. PD, I don't know, what are you doing? Are you doing this, or your American counterpart?
Yeah.
You know, I see you enjoying your. This man goes out and have expensive sushi dinners every day and put it on Twitter. You know, it looked like paste out of a toothpaste and stuff.
Yeah, but I love how people try to justify it, too, because they have those special ops missions, but they really just repackage. It's just the same missions over, but one's in the daytime, one is raining, one is not.
Oh, no, I'm not going to justify.
Something like, come on.
I'm not going to justify rape. Okay. It's a horrible thing to happen to somebody. I would never just try to justify it. Like, he didn't mean to. He just needed to do because it would help him. I'm sorry. That's another problem. What's that question?
Damn. Angry. All right, this one's from Cynthia. I would love if you three started doing reviews together. Can you please make your second official review of a Tyler Perry film?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Cynthia. We kind of missed the boat on that one, didn't we? Single Moms or something?
Yeah.
You know, Cynthia, I mean, I know people always leave that to us. You know, I always try to underhand stuff to us. Like, I don't know if they want to do it. You know, I don't want to do that. It's up to them. Mm. It's up to these guys. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, shoot, if somebody, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't know what movie where we can do it, you know, that we can actually watch and review.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe since we just talked about one of these three movies, maybe we can do a review on, like, on Amazing Spider-Man or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's always possible. Or if he really, really wants a Tyler Perry review, we can just review one of his old movies and just shoot shit about that.
I'll do it like a throwback title.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I don't know. We'll see what's up. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. So you get a review with all three of us.
Mm-hmm. So. In some form or fashion. But next question is from Andrew, and he says, I know P1 hates Arrow, but what do you guys think of the little tease they did with Harley Quinn and her using her voice? Pretty epic and iconic, right? Did you see that, CJ?
I saw some. See, every time I see a picture of, I have a friend on Facebook who always posts pictures of Harley Quinn. Uh-huh. So I don't know what's real and what's not out there.
No. Well, what he's talking about, it was a scene on Arrow, and I don't know the exact context of it because I don't watch Arrow, obviously. But they were in some kind of prison, I believe, where the Suicide Squad was being held, and one of the prisoners, you can only see her silhouette, but you can hear it was actually Harley Quinn's voice. It's the same voice actress, Tara Strong from the animated series.
Oh, really?
And I forgot what she says, but it's just a little cameo of her. And what I think about it, I think Arrow should get his own fucking characters. That'd be nice for a change. I'm sick of this shit. Like, half the like 80% of the characters on there, Batman characters. I'm like, why? Is he that interesting that you gotta munch off other people's villains? Like, is that the case? Granted, I don't know a whole hell of a lot about Arrow, but come on, man.
Well, all you need to know about Arrow is he's just like Batman, except, no, he's pretty much Batman, but he has arrows instead of Batman.
Okay.
They're both rich. They're both trained and whatever and taking out villains. They don't have any powers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the only one blonde and one brunette.
Yeah.
So, and as far as the Harley Quinn thing, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess, you know, ha ha ha, yay.
Yeah.
You know, they had a walk by and I heard her voice. I love Harley Quinn, too. I love her from the 90s. The 90s Batman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love all the old Harley Quinn. I love Tara Strong's voice. I wasn't really too fond of the new Harley Quinn that they've been putting in the video game just because of her outfits. Because some of them just look like a goth girl that got drunk in Hot Topic. You know, just stumbled out. Looking crazy. I mean, I guess that was Harley Quinn's motive. She was a little crazy.
Yeah.
But, I like the whole 90 edition of it.
So, yeah.
So.
And, Steve piggybacks off that a little bit. And he says, speaking of Arrow, any thoughts on this Gotham show and the casting of Catwoman and Commissioner Gordon himself?
Catwoman and Commissioner Gordon, what are they doing? Like, what's the age range for that? Like, was she going to be a little girl that he's taking care of?
Yeah, you didn't hear the whole setup about that show, right? It's basically a prequel to all this. So it's a young Commissioner Gordon. It's like a adolescent Catwoman, adolescent Bruce Wayne.
So Gotham High?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's going to be focusing more on the Gotham Police Department.
Yeah.
More so than Bruce Wayne and Catwoman and all that. But as far as the casting goes, I haven't seen the girl in much, so I can't speak for her. I can't say she does have a good look for Catwoman.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Gordon, Ben McKenzie, I do like that actor. I do think that's good casting because he was on a show I thought it went away too soon called Southland where he did play a cop, and I thought he pulled that off pretty damn well. So I'm A-okay with that casting.
Okay, who's your favorite Catwoman?
I gotta go with Anne Hathaway.
Yep, Anne Hathaway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I definitely got to go with her. I mean, you know, people do give shit to Halle Berry Catwoman.
Oh, of course. Well, why not? How could you not? That monstrosity.
I mean, it had some charm.
What charm?
It did. It was.
When she moved her hips? Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, she had to fight some titanium woman or something at the end.
Sure.
I don't know who that was that about. You know, I need to rewatch Catwoman because maybe that would go on my sucker punch list. Like I love, maybe because I love women having bad movies or something like that.
Just like women in tight clothing, apparently.
Yeah, right. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm a sexist. There we go. I'll fight for your rights, but you have the right to look sexy. So there you go.
The right to suck this dick. Anyway. next question is from Rodrigo. What do you guys think of Mark Webb not returning for the fourth and future films of this Spider-Man franchise?
Well, good.
Yep.
I mean, if it's not good, I mean, I don't know. I got to see this next one.
Yeah.
Is this next one not as good? If it's just like the first one, it's still the Spider-Man, then good. He needs to leave. Then they need to put somebody else.
Yeah.
Obviously, looking at his histories of movies and what he's done before, mm-hmm. I don't know how much of a property that he really wanted to do this.
Yeah. I'm going to gauge it off of this movie primarily because I'll give him the benefit of the doubt with the first movie. Maybe that was more studio driven and whatnot. This one, it looks like they are letting him do what he wants to do a bit more. Obviously, that still remains to be seen, but I'll have a better assessment of my answer once, obviously, this movie comes out. So.
Yeah, I mean, what movie have he done before Spider-Man?
Just 500 Days of Summer. That was it.
Oh, 500 Days of Summer was all right. You know, it was okay.
No, I liked it a lot, actually.
I mean, it was one of those movies where, like, when I saw it, I was like, okay, well, that's why I'm fucked up now. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, even though, like, he was with that girl for 500 days, that's a long time. Or at least that's a year?
That's a year and a half.
That's a year and a half. And then they broke up, yeah. You know. So I'm like, you know. So who knows? Maybe he want to work. You know, he was actually good directing. What's her name? Emma Watson.
Emma Stone. Yeah,
Emma Stone.
She was easily my favorite part of that previous movie. So
yeah. Her and Spider-Man. I mean, she's amazing. It's a shame what could have happened to her.
Yeah. They could go snap.
Spoilers. No, I don't know.
Oops. Anyway, next question, final question, is from Aiden. He says, would you guys say the original Spider-Man was something that not only stayed true to the source material, but delivered you right on so many levels of catching the tone? Also, which is your favorite, and why?
Well, Aiden, I really do enjoy that first Spider-Man, the first one, a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it did stick to the roots. He was a young high school kid. Uncle Ben got shot because of his. You can actually see Uncle Ben being killed because of his inaction to stop the bad guy.
Yep.
Like the bad guy ran by, even thanked Spider-Man, and Spider-Man thought he was like, you know, being a hot shot. And then him doing that allowed the guy to kill Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, Uncle Ben died for some bullets on the floor or a gun, and then he wrestling with some guy on the floor and got shot.
Right.
You know, and then they didn't even say with great power comes great responsibility.
Nope.
And I don't know why. What made them say, they said they didn't want to say that at all. You know, because it played out or whatever. Or
no, I like how they say, oh, we can't piggyback off that too much. They did that in the last movie, but yet they're doing the whole goddamn origin again.
But that's who Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
That's his creed. You know, that's like changing the Green Lantern's model. That's like killing Batman's mom and not his dad, or his dad and not his mom.
Right, right.
You know, you gotta take all that part of the origin. You know, Superman been done before, but they had Superman. He flew from his planet,
mm-hmm.
and he came to our planet. You know,
yeah.
Son of a bitch. That's stupid. First movie. Spider-Man movie. Then he just had him being so disrespectful to Aunt May.
Yeah.
You know. You don't need to have make it like an old 100-year-old woman like they did in the first movies, but no, not the first movie, but in that Fox Kids. You remember that Fox Kids cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh man, that Aunt May was like, she was like 3,000 years old. She's like, oh, Peter, I can't pay my bill. You know, I'm like, man, Aunt May need to get a job or something. Aunt May was hiding all those bills and stuff. I'm like, Aunt May, Peter is like 30 years old living in this house. He can't even get a job anyway. I know it costs a lot to live in New York or Manhattan or wherever you live. She should have known, man. They should have moved out into a different building or something. Oh, poor. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking. You know, like, I mean, how were they making money before? Like, were they getting retirement from Uncle Ben? Like, he obviously wasn't working.
Right.
They had to have the bill problem way before he died.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just cracked me up, though, because even watching that show as a kid, you know, I'm glad they didn't try to put that Spider-Man as a high schooler, because he did not look like he was in high school.
Oh, fuck, no, he looked like a damn NFL football player.
He did look like NFL. He had, like, big old muscles, yeah, so he didn't even walk through the doors.
It's like, wait, is this Spider-Man? All right. but anyway, as far as my thoughts on the original Spider-Man, I do agree they captured the tone quite well.
Yeah.
And as far as my favorite of that previous franchise, obviously, is Spider-Man 2.
You know what? Spider-Man 2? Okay. I enjoy Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bad taste in my mouth about that. I think it was a personal reason, because I was supposed to go and watch it with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, he got a ticket. He got four tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, he didn't get my ticket.
Ooh.
So I had to wait outside the Spider-Man movie the day it came out, because it was all sold out. And I had to wait outside for like 2 hours and a half in the movie lobby. So when I finally saw that movie later, I just didn't really care as much. So
fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, and then you got Spider-Man 3,
yeah,
the whole Venom thing.
Yeah.
Parts of that movie was fine.
I'm trying to think. Was there a fine part of the movie? I don't know.
I mean, parts of it were fine. Like, when he was first fighting Harry, and he was trying to get the ring and stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know, that was kind of cool and stuff. And then, then you had that shitty-ass Venom.
Shitty-ass Sandman.
Shitty ass Venom and Sandman. Venom like, hey, Sandman, you wanna, you know, beat up on Spider-Man? Come on, I gotta.
Sandman just like, oh, okay, why? Like,
for my daughter. I have daughters.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a start on that retcon shit. How they shoehorn his ass into his origin.
And then you see at the end, no, the funny part was at the end, you know, I liked how he had to fight the symbiote suit. At least they got that part at the end. You know, he had to defeat it with sound, and he, you know, he put all those poles down, and he was hitting the poles and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that was fun. But after that movie killed Venom for people. Because back in the 2000s or the early, late 90s.
Yeah, man, Venom was big shit.
People wearing Venom shirts,
yeah.
Venom hoodies, Venom tattoos, Venom hats,
and Venom shoes. Tattoos on the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, but now they cover up that ass after that third movie. I mean, I remember to get a Venom hoodie cost $200, mm-hmm. and a Spider-Man hoodie cost like $50.
Yep.
Like, to get an all-darkness Venom, mm-hmm. you know, you had to pay a lot of money for Venom. Venom was like a hot commodity.
Yeah.
But that movie single-handedly destroyed Venom and all that merchandise.
Killed it.
So, well, there you have it then.
Yes, sir. There you go, folks.
Well, thank you guys again for listening to The Darkness.
Oh, always a pleasure speaking for the people out there.
I know. We gotta keep this site afloat, even though the movie spoilers out there, spending all his advertising money from his steaks and Fandangos out there to go to Italy.
His ungrateful ass.
Yeah, I know. This Negro gonna tell me he's in Italy. You know, I'm like, he didn't even. I remember he mentioned it somewhat, but I'm like, this Negro ain't going to Italy. Who just up and goes to Italy?
P1.
Yeah, P1. He out there in Italy going, ooh, the Muttuccine. Watching a movie with mobsters and stuff like that. You're going to sleep with a mob daughter, and then they got to come out here. And then they're going to kidnap you and force us to like raise money or have a Kickstarter or save you.
Got to get new identities and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, all right there, people. Well, that's it of the darkness.
Sir.
Thanks again for y'all comments, and thanks again for listening
mm-hmm.
to one of the best shows here on MovieSpoiler.com.
The best of the best podcasts.
The best of the best podcast. So, we would definitely be back same darkness time, mm-hmm. same darkness place.
Sir, keep it locked, people.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, y'all. See ya.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. When the darkness comes.